On the hilltop above me sat the rising moon, pale yet as a cloud, but brightening momentarily. She looked over hay, which, half lost in the trees, sent up a blue smoke from its few chimneys. It was yet a mile distant, but in the absolute hush, I could hear plainly its thin murmurs of life. My ear, too, felt the flow of currents. In what dales and depths, I could not tell. But there were many hills beyond hay, and doubtless many becks threading their passes. That evening calm betrayed alike the tinkle of the nearest streams, the sough of the most remote. A rude noise broke on these fine ripplings and whisperings, at once so far away and so clear. A positive tramp, tramp, a metallic clatter, which effaced the soft wave wanderings, as in a picture, the solid mass of a crag, or the rough boles of a great oak, drawn in dark and strong on the foreground, effaced the aerial distance of azure hill, sunny horizon, and blended clouds where tint melts into tint.